Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mercy, 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 mercy. So good to have so many of you joining us again this morning here at Daily Oil. I want to welcome you once again this morning. We're going to be praying. We're going to be going to the Word and just seeing more things there that God is trying to tell us today. Amen. So right now, I want you to invite your family, call your friends, tell them that the daily devotion and the daily oil is on. They must join us. I can't wait to share what God wants to do this morning together with you. Amen. Let's just begin to invite the presence of the Lord like we do every morning. You know, it's so essential for us to call Jesus, to call the Holy Spirit to come and be with us. Amen. Let's just begin to worship. Heavenly Father, we worship you right now. We call on your presence. We thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Lord, for the great things that you have in store for us today. Oh, Jesus, on this beautiful Friday, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that as we are here, you are also here with us, Father. I bless your name, Holy Spirit. You're the cup that never ran dry, Jesus. Come on, let's begin to worship him. Let's begin to worship him, everybody. Begin to worship him there at home. Call on the presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. The presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is what we need. And the presence of the Lord is the Holy Spirit. Lord, we welcome you. Jesus, we love you. Holy Spirit, we celebrate you. Come and have your way. Come and have your way. Right now, have your way. Lima do kapaya. Lima do kapaya. Lima do kapaya. Manchave. Manchave. Kadeva. Zogade. Prekadova. Prekaloga. Mikadova. Jakaleve. Kelema doka jeka de kapasoka la bala gana bala 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 bala. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Fill our homes. Fill our bedrooms. Fill our country. Fill our community as we worship this morning. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rada bagala bada 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 bada. Yes, let's continue inviting him. Yes, let's continue inviting him. You guys are all welcome to join us. Let's worship Jesus together this morning. Raga de fajeves, kento kafaladages, rikanto kalamadaves, brentele antakavade, brento sakade kafaladema, javalages, javalages, rekatoves, kadekabones. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. I can feel your presence in this place. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. We love you. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Mekatova, Jakatove. Thank you, Father. Thank you, mighty Holy Spirit. We invite you in every house. We invite you in every home. Right now. What a blessing, Father. What a privilege to be welcome in your presence. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you for speaking to us yet again this morning. And Holy Spirit, we just humble ourselves before you. We say, come and teach us. Come and teach us. Come and guide us. Come and show us which way to go. Father, there is somebody somewhere right now that is wondering what will happen next week. What will happen this weekend? What will happen next week? Kadovale, 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 kadave, 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 prakacheva. There is a heart that is in turmoil right now. But I call on the Holy Spirit. I call on the name of Jesus. I call on the anointing of God to be released in that situation. To be released in that situation right now. Father, I stretch my hands and I pray for all the viewers. Let your anointing touch them. In Jesus' precious name. Father, I pray for those in Lidak, those in Sun City, those in Mukwase, those in Rustenburg, those in Patsima, and Robeka, and Chaneng, and all across the nations of the world. Those that are watching us right now, we pray, Lord, your presence. Your presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your oil. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Just worship him one more time. Right where you are. Jesus. Blessing, what a presence, what an anointing. You guys are welcome. I want to welcome all those that have just joined us to Daily Oil. I believe that we need the Holy Ghost, not just every day, every second. We need the Holy Spirit. We've been talking about the influence of the Holy Ghost in our lives, what His presence achieves when we allow Him to work. And this morning, I want to talk about something very, very profound again. I want to talk about oil for survival. You and I need oil in order to survive. Yes. The presence of the Holy Spirit in anything that man does will cause that thing to last forever. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is eternal. And wherever the eternal spirit goes, that thing becomes eternal. I always know where a song came from based on how long it lasts. Songs that came from the Holy Spirit, from the depths of the depth, those songs are eternal. You know some of them. Songs that are coming from the realm of humans and intellect, those songs don't last. Ideas that are coming from people, those ideas, they last for a month or 2 months, but they don't last for a long time. Ministries or churches that are generated by people motivated by, you know, human things, those churches don't last. A ministry that is birthed by the Holy Spirit, you will be surprised that years will go by and the people that founded the church are dead, but the church is still moving on. My desire is to never start anything the Holy Ghost hasn't started. That is the shortest way, or the shortest way for you to live your life. Never get involved in anything He is not involved in. You will be wasting your money. How many businesses have started and went down? Why? Because, you see, the business was started not because the Holy Ghost authorized it or led you to start it, but simply because you saw someone else with the business. So many people make decisions like that based on what is going on around them. My prayer for you is that you will make decisions by the leading of the Holy Spirit. It is those decisions that will survive the test of time. Anything that the Spirit starts, the Spirit will maintain. Anything the Spirit did not start, He is not commanded or entitled or obligated to maintain. I hope you understand. So this morning we're talking about oil for survival. And I want to talk again. You know, yesterday I spoke a bit about attraction and relationships. One of the things that none of us want to ever end is our relationships. You know, when you fall in love with somebody, you don't want it to stop. You don't want it to end. You want it to go forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and forever. But you and I have watched many, many times things starting nice. And it's like we are skiing on ice. And before we know it, the ice breaks and the whole thing falls apart. That shall never be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. But how do I win in my relationships, in my business, in the ministry, in my family, in anything I'm trying to do? How do I win? Meaning, how do I survive? How do I maintain what I start? How do I ensure that whatever I'm starting right now will last the test of time? Well, make sure it is started with the help of the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says, whatever God does shall be forever. So if God is doing it, it shall be forever. It's as simple as, if God is not doing it, it will not last. Sometimes when God is involved in something, he allows it to last and then he stops it himself. But that is when he's the one doing it. But usually when God is into something, that thing will stay. It will always be there. I pray that this morning you will receive an anointing for endurance, an anointing for survival, an anointing that will cause what you do to survive a famine, to survive a lockdown. How many people will still be strong in their faith when this lockdown is over? Bakheso, I'm asking you, are you still going to be around when it's all said and done? Well, with the help of the Holy Spirit, you will survive 1,000 lockdowns. Hallelujah. And let me just make you aware of something, Bakheso. Let me tell you something today, people of God. You know, let's learn to be grateful to the Lord. Can I tell you why? It is better to be locked down than to be locked up. That's something God just told me. It's better to be locked down than to be locked up. So those of you that are feeling like this is too much, this is better than being locked up. So when you are locked up, it's for a long time sometimes. But my point this morning is, how many of us will survive the lockdown? With the help of the Holy Ghost, you'll be rising higher. You'll be shining brighter. You'll be doing more for God. Hallelujah. You'll be going from glory to glory. When others are falling down, you will still be moving on. The Bible says that our strength will be renewed. Amen. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. This is a friendly advice that King Solomon is giving to you and I. He says, always be clothed with white and always anoint your head with oil. Two things that will cause you to survive the test of time: purity and oil. White clothes speaks of holiness. White clothes speaks of purity. One of the reasons why relationships don't last is because they are compromised continuously. People compromise there and there. Oh, pastor is not watching. Oh, this person in the pastor is not aware. Listen, you are compromising. Whatever you compromise in the spirit is already going down. It's already going down. Businesses, you're trying to do a business and you are always cheating people, cheating customers. That thing will not work. It will not last for long. You are using shortcuts to get to the end. Do you realize that if you start dating a person and you follow the rules, you will ultimately have the person? But you want to take a shortcut and get it before the time. And then you end up staining your white clothes. The Bible says, always, always. This is how you last long. Always means it will be there continuously. It means whatever you are doing will last for a long time. Always be clothed in white.
So protect your purity, my brother. Protect your purity, my sister. Make sure, and one of the jobs of the Holy Ghost is to help you to live a holy life. He helps you. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Then the next part of the verse says, always anoint your head with oil. So those who anoint their heads with oil will be there always. A head that anointed with oil will be there for a long time. Ensure that you are anointed with oil. This is the key to survive. Before I go, I want to relate to you a little story that is told by Jesus himself. It's a parable called the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 of those virgins were wise and 5 were foolish. And bear with me this morning. The Bible is calling people that don't have oil. The Bible calls them foolish. Or people that don't have enough oil. It means they will not survive. It means they will not last long. They have oil, but it's not enough. Let's read. Matthew 25, verse 1 to 13. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. They just took the lamps because they assumed that the lamps had oil. And they assumed that the lamp had enough oil. These are assumptions. The wise ones, however, took oil jars along with their lamps. It means these ladies, the wise ones, thought to themselves, just in case, the person we're going to meet delays, I don't want to run out. Meaning, I'm planning for endurance. I'm planning to survive a delay. I'm planning to survive things not going my way. I'm planning to overcome a situation where I should be patient more than I expected to be. Many people give up before the time because they don't have enough oil. They don't have enough oil. The bridegroom was a long time in coming. That's what usually happens. That you wait for something and it takes longer than the expected time to arrive. And they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going down." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourself." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. How unfortunate. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the other ones also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." During the week, my spiritual father, Bishop Ed Belong, had a series where he was talking about the last days. And he said something profound. He said, some people are saying, Jesus is taking too long to come. We know we're going to live our life the way we want. And then by the time he will come, they'll be surprised and shocked. You know, many at times, opportunities come and find people unprepared. Opportunities come and find people without enough oil. Oil for survival. My prayer for you this Friday is that your oil will never run dry. Is that you will plan with a lot of oil in your head. Just let your head always have oil. Never run out of oil. Never find yourself in a place where you are not ready. Meaning, without oil, you are not ready. Many of you are in the house, oh Lord, I want you to do this for me. I want you. God is saying, no, you're not ready. You don't have enough oil. You see, many things that you see people doing and you envy them. Many of you, maybe you even look at me, you might say, oh, I wish I could do. Listen, you don't know what it takes to do what you see. Do you have enough oil? Can you stand the pressure that's going to come? My prayer for you, therefore, is that you will be one of those wise virgins that didn't just take the lamp, but took enough oil. Hallelujah. Do you know what oil represents? Oil represents the anointing, the Holy Spirit. And the lamp represents the Word of God. It is the combination of those two. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my way. And the anointing of the Spirit, it is the two that gets you ready. So don't just be in the Word. Be in the Word with the anointing. It's when you have the two that you are now ready to face the challenges of life. I pray that these devotions were a blessing for you this week. Please make sure you join us again next week as we continue with daily oil. May God bless you. And those of you who can join us a bit later today for the fire hour, I welcome all of you. And those of you who can't, it's not a problem. Remember, tomorrow, Saturday, Pastor Pumi and myself will be hosting what we call a live worship. It's going to be like about 20 minutes worship time. Those of you who don't know, I used to lead worship before, and me and my wife. So we just thought, since we are at home, why don't we just sing a few songs for you guys? Amen. So tomorrow, I think around about 4 o'clock, we will be streaming those songs. And then you can join us and worship with us. It won't be long because we want you to save data for Sunday, for the service on Sunday. All right, so just have it short. And then, of course, we're going to have a live experience online Sunday morning, 9:30 to 10:30, or to, you know, somewhere there. So that really, I pray that these times of lockdown will not be a time of lockup, but rather a time where you will break out. Hallelujah. May God bless you richly in Jesus. And this is Pastor Pascal reminding you that you are alive to give life. Therefore, do not waste your life. God bless you. Amen.